The Republican Governors Association has been meeting in Scottsdale this week and drew some pretty big gubernatorial names, including Rick Perry of Texas, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, and the group's newly elected chairman, Chris Christie of New Jersey.
If we do our jobs the way the people have told us to, that will not only have success with the voters in our state, but will be providing an extraordinarily effective contrast to what's going on in Washington.
Christie's name often comes up as a possible GOP candidate for president in 2016, as have several of his colleagues. But Christie says he has one focus.
Any one of us, in our individual capacity, or many of us as leaders of this organization, on the executive committee, start thinking about 2016 at our own peril, but worse, at the peril of our colleagues.
But Marcus Dellartino says even though presidential politics may not have played a big role at the conference, politics certainly did. Dellartino is a partner with the Phoenix-based firm First Strategic Communications and Public Affairs.
The organization exists. It's a political organization that exists for helping to elect Republican governors throughout the country. And so everything that goes into that, whether it's raising money or polling or what are the best races to participate and who are the best candidates and what are the message points, those are the type of things that are that they're going over this week in Scottsdale.
How important is it for a political party, be it Republican or Democrat, to have that party represented at the statehouse as governor?
Washington is essentially at a standstill. The governors have taken up so much responsibility in how government operates. And so to the extent that those people that are gathered in that room can work together and pick up ideas of how to more effectively run government, it helps us all.
How much of a meeting like this is politics and how much is policy?
It's going to lean towards politics. They'll probably have roughly $150 million to spend in gubernatorial races around the country. So I think that that's going to be a large portion of it. But at a time like this, you can't help but have to get into some policy issues. And it can range anywhere from the introduction of the gray wolf in your state to immigration issues or water issues. I mean, virtually any piece of policy.
There are more than a couple potential presidential candidates in that in those meeting rooms. You have Chris Christie, obviously, Bobby Jindal from Louisiana. I'm probably forgetting a couple in there somewhere. I mean, so you talk about governors trying to work together to coalesce around issues. Is that possible when some of these folks are going to be trying to beat the tar out of each other in just a few months?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, and people should know, you know, when you look at former contenders, Rick Perry was a chairman of the organization, Mitt Romney was a chairman of the organization, so it does have a little political punch to it. And Chris Christie is certainly getting a lot of attention, and Bobby Jindal this week.
And Christie just became chairman of the organization.
And he just became chairman. But you will notice that, you know, even Bobby Jindal, who is his second contender, has been nothing but kind to him this week in his press quotes. And I think that they understand that there's a bigger issue here working together to try and move things policy forward. When the time comes and it's a primary election and if Bobby Jindal decides to run and Chris Christie decides to run, you know, at that point the gloves will start to come off a little bit more.
Former President George W. Bush was in Phoenix on Thursday to talk to the Republican Governors Association. What do you think a governor might get out of a talk with a former president? What comes out of that?
Well, you know, it could be just as simple as here's your insight into what the White House is like in dealing. Here were the challenges when I was president in dealing with all of you governors. Although I love you, you know, you're a challenging bunch. And it could be just as simple as that. And some of it has to do with leadership skills and kind of showcasing you know, where they think that they're, you know, a former president is strong in their leadership skills, and it might be showcasing some of that as well. But it also might be, again, back to the politics of the organization. Hey, guys, here's some opportunities I think that you guys should be focusing on nationwide for governorships.
Marcus Dellartino is a partner at First Strategic in Phoenix. Marcus, thanks.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.